Mountain. Within them, a caption appears. Paramount, a Gulf Western company. Captions in neon-style pink letters. Paramount Pictures presents a Robert Stigwood production, a Sylvester Stallone film, John Travolta. A handsome, lithe young man with wavy brown hair, Tony Manero, dances on a stage with a large group. They wave their arms and move dramatically, jerking around in formation. This is the end. Staying alive, the dancers throw out their arms and move from side to side. The director, a middle-aged guy, watches them. He clicks his fingers to the music. Cynthia Rhodes. In a break, dancers hang around backstage. Finola Hughes. Steve Inwood, Julie Bavasso, casting by Rhonda Young. Costumes designed by Thomas M. Bronson. Finale costumes designed by Bob Mackey. Associate producer Linda Horner. Production supervisor James D. Brubaker. Featuring songs by the Bee Gees. Film editors Don Zimmerman, Mark Warner. Production designed by Robert F. Boyle. Director of Photography, Nick McLean. Executive Producer, Bill Oakes. Based upon characters created by Nick Cohn. Written by Sylvester Stallone and Norman Wexler. Produced by Robert Stigwood and Sylvester Stallone. Directed by Sylvester Stallone. The dancers continue to leap about. A girl gets a massage. The director walks amongst the dancers and points at a guy. Tony does another routine and throws up his arms. Save me, darling. I am down, but I am far from over. The director smokes a cigarette and consults a woman as he watches the dancers. The director frowns and looks down disgruntled. Tony does a big leap in the air. The director claps his hands and the dancers stop. He points at a few of them. Tony sweats. He looks dejected. He walks off and picks up a bag as the others continue. Tony slings his bag over his shoulder and walks out of the theater. Tony walks off down a busy New York street. Tony swaggers as he walks. He wears a leather jacket and jeans. Tony walks into Fatima's Dance Land, where a young woman is leading a dance class. A group of men and women lean forward and bob up and down.
Keep going. Tony!
She walks over to him.
What happened?
Typical.
What do you mean?
I turned them down.
Oh, come on. What happened, really?
Tony, come on, you're late.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh, Fatima.
Why are you late?
Well, my rose got towed away.
Okay, don't play. We've got people here.
Fatima, if I give you $1 million, would you be mad at me?
Sure.
You would? Still, it's a beautiful dress you got on today. It is. Maybe I can see them. Sexy. Team, nothing's working today. How about a quarter? Here's a down payment on $1 million.
Think I won't keep it? I will keep it. Believe that.
I know you will take it.
Tony leads a dance class in front of a large mirror.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, try again from the top. Come on, you're dancing, you love it. Okay, once again. 5, 6, 7, 8. Look in the mirror at yourselves. You got attitude, you got strength, you got... Attitude, come on. Molly, watch your line. Be proud, you're dancers, you love dancing. That's it. We got potential here. We got real potential.
Tony's brow is heavy as he watches his group. Later he jogs across a street and enters the Fulton Hotel. The grey-haired doorman sits behind a glass screen.
Any messages?
The craggy-faced doorman doesn't look up from his newspaper. He shakes his head. Tony goes to his room and gets undressed. Tony showers. He has a lithe, muscular torso. With his thick brown hair froofed up, Tony looks in on the doorman again.
Any messages?
The doorman shakes his head. Tony walks out holding an envelope. Wearing black trousers, white shirt, black bow tie and a waistcoat, Tony serves drinks in a discotheque. Tony carries a tray of drinks over to a couple of young women.
Hey, Tony, how's your love life?
It's all right.
You know why I order so many drinks?
Because you're an alcoholic.
No, because I love to watch you walk.
Ooh, I like that.
Great walk.
Tony gets bumped. He drops a couple of bottles. He carries his tray up to the bar, where he meets a pretty waitress and the barman.
How you doing,
Margaret? Hi, Tony.
Freddie, where's my order?
Coming up. Looks like some of your groupie friends are here tonight.
Who?
Those things, those friends of yours.
A group of girls.
Men are acquaintances.
So how about sharing the wealth?
What am I, your booking agent or what?
So you don't want to share? Who cares? I don't need your hand-me-downs anyway.
You got emotional problems tonight or what?
You think I need a shrink?
A couple of girls with big hair saunter over. And Tony looks at them coolly.
How late you working tonight?
Till 3.
Wanna come over?
The last time I came over, I almost got brain damage. You guys party too hard. You ought to be a tag team.
Good guys are hard to find.
Why don't you try the army?
Tony walks off with a tray of drinks. He stops and surveys the crowd of disco dancers. He looks up at the flashing lights and glitter balls. The girl who approached Tony at the bar walks up and touches his arm.
We on later?
No, I can't make it.
Why not?
Because lately I've been career-oriented.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Means that I don't have time for meaningful relationships right now.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you something. Guys like you aren't relationships. You're exercise.
She looks at him spitefully and goes. Tony doesn't look bothered. Early morning. Tony sits on a bed with a young woman. They're silhouetted against light from a window.
Why do you have to go? It's only 6 o'clock.
I want to get something going today.
Don't you want to stay for breakfast?
No, I'm not hungry.
What's wrong?
There ain't nothing wrong. I just want to get something going today.
You will.
I'll see you later.
I'll miss you.
You don't have to say that, Jackie.
I know I don't.
Wearing his leather jacket over a white V-neck T-shirt, Tony walks along a busy street. It don't matter who you Tony goes to see theatrical agents clutching a brown envelope. It contains a photograph of himself, which he shows to the agents. You go as far
as you go. Well, I'm, you know, a dancer by nature. I've been studying for 4 years and now I teach. But I'd like you to know I'm very available for TV work.
No.
Good day. And acting roles, I could do that. I do dramatic type parts, I could do comedy type of roles. I certainly consider doing a soap opera, or even perhaps a road show, a musical of some sort. And I would definitely consider doing a print ad. And if you're looking for the strong, natural outdoor type, I'm very good at some sports, like weightlifting and stickball and push-ups. And if absolutely necessary, I don't mind doing any kind of extra work, except for nudity. I promised my mother I'd never do any nudity. I guess she's afraid that I might get a cold or something, huh? But the fact still is I'm a dancer by nature.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Tony trudges off down a corridor, clutching his photo. He walks along a street with Jackie.
Oh, no, Jackie, it's like you're invisible. They don't even see you. And they definitely make you feel like you're wasting your time. And what's really weird is they all sound like my father used to me.
Why do you keep getting so down on yourself? You know what you can do.
What about you?
What about me?
I mean, you've been in and out of choruses for 6 years now, doing everything everybody else is doing. Don't you ever get the urge to do something to all you?
Look, if it happens, good. If it doesn't, it's not going to bother me.
How could you think that way?
Well, you know, a woman's career as a dancer is half as long as a man's. So that means I have half as many chances as you do of making it, right? I've got to be real with myself.
I guess so.
They kiss.
Oh, Cherry.
Hey.
I'll see you later.
Will you come tonight? Tonight's supposed to be the last show.
I don't think I can make it.
Why do you keep making all these excuses?
What excuses?
Come on, Tony. Don't play this competition thing with me.
Oh, competition. Just because you're in a show and I'm not. That's a competition thing, right? That ain't competition.
Well, what is it?
Envy.
Will you be there?
They share a smile and Tony walks off. Jackie goes up some steps to a building. That night, the curtain goes up in a theatre. In front of a backdrop of glittering skyscrapers, dancers glide across the stage. Tony walks up to a man backstage.
You got any messages? It's an inside joke.
Tony watches from the wings as the chorus lines strut their stuff. His attention quickly turns to the lead dancer who rises up at the back of the stage, a beautiful, slender young woman with long brown hair. On a platform, she shakes her body and does high kicks. She moves down a slope and dances center stage. Tony smiles as he watches her. She wears a skimpy, flowing white dress and a sparkly headband. She spins elegantly and her long brown hair wafts through the air. Tony's captivated. Later, she does a sexy dance with a couple of guys. A third guy prances onto the stage. The female lead leaps to him, and he throws her in the air, catches her, and spins her around. The male lead skids across the floor and moves dramatically. The chorus join them, and they all dance in formation. Tony wears a fixed grin as he watches the show. The female lead dances in the spotlight. Guys dance behind her, spinning and thrusting their bodies to and fro. A line of bright lights at the edge of the stage shine like stars. The male lead joins the female and they strut their stuff at the front of the stage. The troops spin and move their bodies back and forth in formation. A light washes over Tony's smiling face. The dancers spin across the stage. The chorus squat down, and the male and female lead stand facing each other. Tony claps and grins. The leads bow, step back, and throw out their hands to the chorus line. The curtain falls and the dancers hug each other. Tony can't take his eyes off the pretty female lead. She gets a drink and a stagehand puts a towel around her shoulders.
Hey, Jackie.
How'd you like it?
Oh, you were great.
Are you sure? No, you're not just saying that.
No, I'm positive.
Really?
It was fantastic out there. Really.
I don't know why I was so nervous knowing you were out here.
Oh, don't. You shouldn't have been. Really, you shouldn't have been.
Oh, are you sure I was okay?
Oh, you were great. Really.
Look, I'm going to go change. You going to hang around?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
All right, I'll meet you outside, okay?
Sure, why not?
Good.
Why not?
Tony looks up to another level and sees the female lead walk off. He follows her up some stairs. The female lead sits in front of a mirror in her dressing room. Tony peers in through the doorway.
Hi.
She turns to him.
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you that I think you're an incredible dancer.
Thank you very much.
I'm a friend of Jackie Cole's. I'm Tony Manero.
Oh, it's important to have friends.
Yeah, I was just saying that this morning over breakfast.
Did you want something? An autograph or something?
I'd like to get together with you and maybe talk sometime. Would that be possible?
About what?
About how incredible you are.
Thank you, but I do already know that.
Say what?
I already know.
Well, in case you don't know this, I used to be pretty incredible myself when I lived in Brooklyn.
Really? What happened?
I moved to Manhattan.
Tony's smile fades.
So, where exactly are you imported from? The vicinity of England?
Very good.
See, I know.
So what do you do?
I'm sort of into telling the future now.
Hmm?
Like, for instance, I can tell great things are going to happen for you.
Oh, really? What great things?
You're going to meet this guy, right? It's really... really sensitive, nice type of guy. I mean, great guy. And once you get to know him and his personality, I think you're going to be crazy about him.
I am?
Yeah.
So where is he?
I'll go get him. All right? Just wait here. You'll love him. He's great. Really, really. Hey, Rico. Yeah, no, she's here. She's waiting to see you. Really. Come on. She's great. Really. No, I'll get him. I got him here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's nice. No problem. No, she's great. You love her. Come on. Wait. No, come on. Okay.
Tony steps away, then reappears, grinning. She walks over and shuts the door.
It didn't happen.
Imported indeed.
Tony holds up his hand. He looks at a guy.
How you doing? Strong draft in there, huh?
He pushes the door open and glares at her.
Come in.
What'd you do that for? You nearly broke my face with a store. I didn't give you my best come on, you try to mangle my face.
Well, Jimmy, you see the thing...
Tony.
Whatever. You seem to take pleasure in treating women as though we're incredibly stupid.
Look, if you're mad at me, I apologize for that, all right? I thought I was being sort of charming. You know, you did try to damage my head. But look, the thing is that I amazingly respect your dancing talent, all right? And I respect your womanhood. I didn't always respect womanhood, but since I moved into Manhattan, I got this new mature outlook on life. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't curse. Anyway, look, if you're still interested, I'd like to take you out. Maybe we could go someplace, relax, have a drink, maybe have some dinner. And we gotta go someplace informal because my suits are all being pressed.
Okay. Well, thank you for the invitation, but I'm afraid I have to go home early tonight. You see, we're auditioning for the new show.
Are you in that new show?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Are you a dancer?
Yeah, couldn't you tell?
Oh, of course. Well, why don't you come by tomorrow? They need about 30 dancers, and I could put in a good word for you.
No, don't do that, please. I really don't need any help in that department.
Okay.
Are you sure you can't go out tonight?
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, if I don't see you anymore, nice meeting you and nice being insulted by you.
My pleasure. Aren't you coming tomorrow?
I knew you wanted to see me again.
They share a smile and he goes. Tony leaves with Jackie.
Taxi!
You want to eat or what?
No, I gotta get to the club. Thanks.
How do you work at that club? That club is like a health hazard.
Extra money.
Well, did you know that we was going to have an audition here tomorrow?
I told you that a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
You're going to audition, aren't you?
Why not? Rejection's become like a hobby to me now.
Oh, listen to you. Small world, isn't it? Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Small world. Do you know her?
Just informally.
Well, how'd you meet her?
She was passing by before. I told her she was an okay dancer.
Oh, that's incredible. You tell her she's an okay dancer.
Something to that effect.
She's a great dancer. Can't believe you said it.
Oh, what about the limo? Whose is it?
I think it belongs to her. Everybody says that she comes from money.
Really? What's her name? Is she like heavily involved with someone or what?
I don't know. What do you mean by involved?
You know, it's like she got a lot of guys hanging around drooling over, you know.
Look, if you're hot over somebody, I don't want to always hear about it.
I just respect the dancing, that's all.
Yeah.
Did you hear the way she talks? It's so intelligent, like, I love it.
An accent doesn't make someone intelligent. If it did, you'd be Einstein.
Oh, come on, Jackie. I'm not trying to make you jealous. I think you're a good dancer. Oh, come on, what can I say to you?
Don't play these games, Tony.
What games?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, oh, come on, I don't even know her.
Jackie gives him a backhanded wave.
Are you sure you don't want something to eat?
Jackie walks off.
Oh, Monero, you really got away with words, don't you?
Tony's waiting in the wings.
Excellent. Some kids, you gotta hear it again. So whoever's right for the show.
He points.
Michelle. Tracy. Smitty. Sorry. Karen, yes. Sorry. Jackie, you work real hard. Yes. Okay, that's it. Next group.
Okay, men, please.
I'm gonna watch this from New York.
Tony and the rest of the guys step forward.
Hi, I'm Joy.
I'm Happiness.
I bet you are. I'm the assistant choreographer. If there's any questions regarding the routine, please ask me now.
Tony looks at Jackie.
Listen up, because this time I want to try something different. I want you to do the whole combination right through to the end.
I just wanted to tell you, if I don't see you again, you got beautiful legs.
And I want you to improvise.
So do you.
Listen up! If you finish dancing, move off stage!
You're always causing trouble. Now get out of here.
Okay, now get ready. Joy, count it down.
Okay, music.
The guys step forward and wheel their arms around. They shift their shoulders and straighten up, then hold their hands in front of their faces and turn. They dance back and forth in tight formation. The lead dancer from the night before, Laura, stands in the wings watching.
Enough, thank you. We need pictures and resumes on you or a phone number. We'll get back to you in 24 hours. You were all excellent. But I only need two. Thank you.
Laura walks away down some steps. Glistening with sweat, Tony leaves the stage. Laura waits in a corridor looking out of a window. Tony walks up with a bag over his shoulder. Laura turns and smiles at him.
Hello, Jimmy.
It's Tony.
Oh, whatever. I know what you must be thinking.
Do you?
They'll call. Don't worry.
Whatever.
You were very good down there.
Well, thank you.
I mean it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like you really appreciated me.
Yes, you could say that.
Well, could I ask you something?
What?
Well, if
If you appreciate me and I appreciate you, how about let's get in together and maybe we could appreciate each other?
Appreciate?
Yeah, like for many hours.
Well, I do have this singing lesson I'll have to cancel.
Ah, that's all right. I got a dance class I'd have to cancel.
And then I'd have to cancel my manicure.
I'd have to cancel my meeting with the mayor.
They stand close.
And then I'd have to cancel my yoga class.
It's all right. I'd have to cancel my brain operation.
Do you think that's a good idea?
They kiss. They walk through the city, smiling and chatting.
You say you don't need I'm where the love goes. You go missing after me. I should know better, but the fate is cold. And if you think I'm not the real, I wanna die of hunger.
Through the park in a horse-drawn carriage, they lie in bed in a lavish bedroom.
Laura, what is all this? Are you rich or something?
I told you it isn't important.
Why? Is it some secret?
It's just furniture.
Oh, come on. You'd have to work like 10 shows in order to afford this.
Oh, shush. Look, we had a good time.
What, did I miss something here?
Yes, I changed the subject. Oh. We had a good night.
Yeah, we had a great night. Great night. I'll tell you something. You don't know me well, and well, I don't know, with my past and everything, I don't respect many people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I do respect you.
Oh, thank you.
And when you dance, oh man, I could watch you for hours, really. I mean, it's like watching smoke move or something.
I know.
I don't know, it's like you really did something with your life, and I think you're significant.
Well, I think it's about time we say goodnight.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, 3 o'clock, and I've got to work on rehearsals tomorrow.
Wait a minute, are you serious?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is a flash. You can't say it? I've never been asked to leave before.
Oh, don't take it personally.
Well, I've got to. There's nobody else here in the room.
Oh, that's true.
Definitely? I mean, this is it? I mean, tonight it's over, that's it?
Oh, no. Oh, Tony, you don't think that, do you? Do you? It's just until tomorrow.
They kiss hungrily. Tony runs through pouring rain to a phone booth where he makes a call. Oh. Jackie blearily rouses herself from sleep.
Hello?
Jackie!
Tony? Who are you?
I'm patrolling the city. I'm making sure the streets are safe for women and children. Somebody's gotta do it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Are you alone?
What?
I said, are you alone? Is it like a vacancy next to you?
There's a vacancy? Why?
Just curious. Hey, listen, what are you doing up so late? A professional should watch their health. I'll see you tomorrow if I don't drown.
He whacks the phone booth and goes.
What is strange?
She turns off a light. Tony struts up and down a hallway, holding a small radio to his ear. People sit around in easy chairs watching. Tony stares intensely at a payphone.
Frank.
He keeps pacing up and down the hall.
You gotta work a little harder than the next guy. Be a little smarter if you wanna survive. You gotta move a little faster than the last time. Know just what you're down to the
Don't touch that phone! Get! You gotta look out. Yes! Yes, this is Tony Manero. Are you kidding? Hold on a second, turn on.
Turn down the radio!
He turns down his radio.
Yes, I got it. You kidding me?
That right. Boy is crazy.
When do I start? What time? Where? All right, thank you. I'll be there.
Way to go, Monero!
He runs up some stairs, then back down, and makes a call. In Tony's Ma's homely living room...
Hello?
Ma?
Tony! Well, it's about time I hear from you.
Guess what?
What?
I got a job on Broadway.
You got a job on Broadway? Doing what?
Dancing. Don't you remember? I dance.
Hey, no nudity, I hope. Tony, keep your clothes on. You hear me?
Oh.
You hear me?
Come on, come off it. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fine. Okay.
All right. Well, look, I'll call you later. I'll tell you all the details.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
He looks at the motley collection of observers.
I love yous.
The people look nonplussed.
I gotta change my residence.
In a club, Jackie sings in a band. Tony swaggers in. He walks past the bar through the crowd. Tony makes his way to the front and smiles at Jackie. Standing on stage between two guitarists, Jackie grins and gives Tony a little wave. Tony beckons Jackie over. She does a little dance, then leaves the stage to join him.
Hi!
Hey, you're doing great.
Oh,
you sound...
thanks.
Yeah, how you doing?
Congratulations, I heard you on the show.
Yeah, maybe things are starting to happen now, you think?
Oh, I know so. Are you going to go to work now?
Yeah, I got to give him my notice.
Oh, that's great.
I want to ask you one thing.
What?
You didn't say anything to the director or anybody. You didn't put in a good word for me, right?
No, nothing.
I got this job all on my own.
You got this job on your own.
Really?
Really.
All right. Yeah, I don't like that look, that singer, and you were harmonizing a little too well.
Well, he's just a friend. That doesn't mean anything.
How come he's staring at you like that?
Oh, come on, Tony, don't.
No, really. I mean, we're having a conversation, and he's staring at you like that.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just don't like guys. They get no respect from you, you know?
You are crazy tonight.
No, maybe I'm just feeling a little emotional.
You gonna meet me after work?
Yeah, I'll meet you at 2 o'clock up front.
Okay. I'll see you at 2.
They kiss.
You got a commitment.
Jackie goes back to the stage. The guitarist sings. Laura's limo pulls up in front of an apartment block. The concierge opens a door, and Laura gets out.
Hello. It's very cold.
Hey, Laura.
Tim.
Tony.
How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. But you look like you're freezing to death.
No, I'm not.
We all set?
Mark, this is Tony. Tony was just hired to be in the show.
Good.
Would you like to come up for a drink?
No, I'll be gone.
All right. I'll see you at rehearsals then.
Mm-hmm.
And get out of the call before you fly.
Tony stares at Mark.
Nice meeting you.
Laura, wearing a white fur coat and suave, dinner-suited Mark, go through a revolving door. Tony watches, stony-faced. Jackie stands on a rain-soaked pavement, her arms folded against the cold night air. She paces back and forth, looking a little lost. In a studio, the dancers, including Tony and Jackie, rehearse. They move back and forth, doing high kicks, stretches, and balletic leaps. Watching, the bearded director shakes his head. Laura and the male lead stand at the side. Tony catches Laura's eye and stares at her coldly. She smiles back, serenely.
That's it. Relax. What we're having here is a conceptual interpretation problem, which is easy to overcome if you just forget the fact that your dancer's working for a couple of bucks. Your translator's a body language. That's all dancing is. It's body language. So don't waste my time going through the motions of emotions. You gotta feel what the hell you're doing here. For those who forgot, the show's called Satan's Alley. It's a journey through hell that ends with an ascent to heaven. And you might think it's simple, but if it's gonna work, you gotta bust your asses.
The dancers walk down a flight of metal steps. Tony and Jackie stand chatting at the bottom.
Shoot me twice, I deserve it.
It's all right, really.
I got hung up, okay? What can I say?
No, you don't have to say anything.
But now don't say that, because when you say that, I know that you want me to say something.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
It's the lovers. The young lovers.
They look up and see Laura. Jackie looks at Tony.
I gotta get going.
I'll give you a call later, all right?
I'll call you later.
All right.
Jackie goes.
You know, if you're really a friend of hers, you should do her a favor.
What's that?
Teach her to dance.
There ain't nothing wrong with her dancing.
Oh, I really like her, too. It's just that she's ordinary. But you're very good.
Where are you coming from?
Why, something wrong?
I don't like being led on.
Who's leading you on?
I call you up, you're not home. I go to your apartment, you're not there, and then I wait all night for you, and you bring some guy home with you.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, we did. It don't mean nothing to you?
It was nice.
Oh, nice, like something like you do every day, like having breakfast.
I usually skip breakfast. Look, I'll see you later, okay?
Where are you going? I'm talking to you.
I said later.
Come here, I want to
Take your bloody hands off me. Don't you ever touch me again. Who do you think you're dealing with? Some little groupie that jumps when you call? Is that who you think I am? We met. I liked you. We made it. What do you think it was? True love. And you think I used you? What about you using me? Everybody uses everybody. Don't they?
Laura glares at Tony and walks off. He looks shocked and leans against the stairs. The director is standing on the stairs above. The dancers rehearse, stepping from side to side and throwing out their arms. The director smokes a cigarette as he watches.
Hold it.
The director looks at the male lead.
What's this?
I thought we decided to go downstage.
That's true, but then I changed it to the upstage position.
Well, it was better going downstage.
Was it?
Much better.
I'll tell you what's even better. You learned the goddamn routine the way I laid it out. Again.
10, 5, 6, 7, 8.
They continue to dance. Tony walks out onto the street with Jackie.
What if I come over about 9 tonight? Would that be all right?
How do I know you're gonna show?
Well, come on, Jackie.
Are you sure you're gonna be there?
Definitely be there. We'll go out.
What, Christmas caroling?
How did you know?
All right. I'll see you later.
Don't go talking to strangers now.
Tony, nobody's stranger than you are. See ya.
Tony turns and sees Laura.
Tony. Oh, listen, I'm having a few friends around tonight. A
kind of pre-Christmas party. Would you like to come?
Didn't we just have a fight? Wasn't that you?
Look, we didn't have a fight, Tony. You did. But I hope that's all resolved now, and I'd like to see you again.
What time?
Oh, 10-ish.
I don't know.
Well, consider yourself officially invited.
Whose limo is this?
I'll see you about 10.
She gets in the limo.
Bye.
Down the street, Jackie's watching. Tony looks at the chauffeur.
Whose limo is this?
He ignores Tony.
Anybody know whose limo this is?
Tony throws out his hands and walks off. At the Fulton Hotel.
You know, I don't care if I ever get a message.
The doorman stares at him. Tony walks into his room and throws down his leather jacket. He takes a white suit from his closet, holds it up against himself, and looks in a mirror. People get out of a cab in front of Laura's apartment building. Wearing the white suit and the blue V-neck sweater, Tony walks up to the concierge outside the entrance. The concierge holds up his hand to stop him.
Where to?
Laura Revelle's place. Where else?
Are you expected?
To do what?
The concierge ushers him in. Up in the plush apartment, Tony wanders through the party, looking at the elegantly dressed guests. He has the collar of his white jacket turned up.
Walk away, or should I stay with that moody girl? She will try to pull you into her moody world.
Tony looks decidedly awkward as he walks through the party. He looks at a very fancy lit-up Christmas tree, then turns and sees Laura chatting and laughing with the director of the show.
Oh, been too long. I feel it strong for that moody girl.
Tony stares at Laura as she runs her hand down the director's jacket lapel. She turns and sees Tony. Laura has her long brown hair tied up and she wears an elegant white trouser suit, gathered at the waist by a belt. She casually walks towards Tony, chatting to people along the way. He stares at her as she approaches.
Hello, I was wondering where you were. You look nice.
Yeah, you did too.
Well, thank you. Now let me play the hostess. What would you like to drink? We have champagne, wine, whiskey, and...
me up here, and now you're the director.
The director? I'm not with anybody. Look, didn't you learn anything from the other day?
You didn't learn anything. What, are we in school?
Oh, come on. Why don't we go out on the balcony? There's an awfully nice view of New York. Come on.
Standing alone, the director smiles to himself. Tony and Laura stand on the balcony looking at the twinkling lights of Manhattan.
Look, if you want to leave, Tony, that's your choice. Maybe you had better go.
What's your problem?
What?
Do you think you can play with people anytime you want?
Do you? Oh, look, Tony, I'm not playing with anyone. I invited you here tonight because in a way I thought you were interesting. Most of these people here are interesting. What are you so upset about? There's a lot of nice-looking girls here.
I came here to be with you.
And I'm expecting someone else.
Why did we even start this thing up, huh?
Start? Look, you came to me, remember?
You didn't do nothing, right? It was just me.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm freezing out here. If nothing else comes of this, at least you'll have an interesting chapter for your diary. You know the way out. Merry Christmas.
She goes inside, brushing past him as she goes. Tony looks at a loss. Jackie's singing with her band in the club. Tony walks in and watches, wearing a morose expression. When Jackie sees him, she stares back at him intensely, unsmiling.
I can't take all the blame now, can I? It takes more than one to lose. Such a fine line that lies between the holds together. Ever. It's like water through your hands, and you spin the wheel of misfortune. Watching it turn, you live and you learn. I keep reaching out and come up empty-handed. When did I let you down, or did I leave you stranded?
Jackie wears a hurt expression. She leaves the stage. Still wearing his white suit, Tony goes to see her in the grimy backstage area. Jackie has tears in her eyes.
Jackie, I'm sorry.
I don't want to see you tonight, Tony.
I just forgot to call you. I'm really sorry.
I know you are, but you can't treat me like this anymore.
I won't.
I can't always be second choice.
You're not.
I am, and you know I am.
Look, I promise it'll never happen again.
Yes, it will. Well, if I let it. Do you know how many times you've done this to me? I love you so much, Tony. Don't you know that? You keep treating me like this.
What can I say to you, Dad?
Nothing. You don't have to say anything. I'll be your friend, but no more than that.
She walks off to a side room. The tall towers and suspension cables of the Brooklyn Bridge loom, lit up at night. Tony walks along the raised wooden walkway, lost in his thoughts.
It's hard for me to know who's loving who, and where do I stand? What did I do it all? But there's no one I could love more. I did it for your heart, I love. All that I tried to go in inside, I can be strong if you're there. And there is someone belonging to someone.
Tony walks through Brooklyn. Tony walks in the front door of his Mars house. Day. The house stands on a quiet residential street, a quaint three-story clapboard building with a pitched roof, white on the ground floor and brown on the top two floors. Tony sits with his ma drinking coffee. Her eyes rove restlessly.
Can I get you something else?
No, I'm full.
Have another piece of pie.
Not really, I'm full, no, no.
Come on, have another piece. I made it special.
He clasps his hands together anxiously and she shrugs.
Yeah, hell with it then. Put it away, have it for lunch, who knows?
That's weird. I was just noticing that this house seems so much smaller than when I used to live in it.
Well, what do you mean smaller?
You know, the opposite of bigger, smaller.
Oh. I mean, well, what do you want me to do? What do you want, stretch it?
I was just making an observation, that's all.
Tony, why did you come here today?
I don't know, I got a lot of things on my mind.
Like what? What things?
Well, I don't know, the way I used to act around here, the way I treated everybody, I was very hard on you. And I just wanted to say, it's not me, all right? That wasn't me.
What, are you kidding me?
No, I'm apologizing to you.
Apologizing for what? What are you saying, that wasn't the real you back then?
Yeah. Look, I had a lot of attitude, and I just didn't like it, and I just...
I don't believe this.
Believe it?
Oh, well, I don't believe it. Don't get fresh with me. This attitude you're talking about, that's what got you out of this damn neighborhood. So don't go apologize. You don't need to apologize, because you must have been doing something right.
Tony smiles.
So what you're saying is I've always been this bastard, but it's all right, because, like, it comes natural to me.
She shrugs and nods.
Something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, double yeah.
Tony cheerfully strokes his chin.
I have another piece of this pie. It's very good. Better than stuff I get in New York.
He digs into his piece of pie.
You know, I bought you a ticket for the show. $26. I'm a hot shot now.
She grins broadly at him. The dancers rehearse. Laura dances with the male lead, Butler. She flops back onto his arm and he lifts her.
Lay back, Butler. Extend.
Laura cartwheels towards Butler and he struggles to sling her over his shoulder.
Enough. Well, maybe it's me, Butler. Maybe I'm not getting across what I want.
The director holds Laura close to him with his hands on her hips.
You're still ticklish, huh? What I want is a much more forceful type movement.
Tony looks away with disdain.
It's a very sensual show, Butler.
Right.
So let's try to be sensual. Try it. You might like it. Once again.
Jackie watches with Tony.
What do you think?
She's good.
What about him?
He's good, but he's too mechanical.
Fire!
Laura and Butler dance facing each other.
Dance!
What are you doing later?
I've got commitments.
You do?
Fire!
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
What, you don't think I have other plans?
No.
Dance!
Well, you're wrong.
I can tell when you're lying.
How? How can you tell when I'm lying?
With who? Who's your commitment with?
I'll never tell.
I'll go out with you.
Excuse me?
The three of us.
Oh, you're sick.
Not really. Later.
Tony faces Jackie and her smile fades. She thoughtfully watches Laura dance.
Fire.
The dancers leave the studio. Laura walks to her limo. Across the street, Jackie and Tony watch from the riverside.
I don't know what you did to her, but she looks like she hates me.
Enough.
Come on, Tony, stop lying. I mean, it's starting to become a regular thing with you.
That bad, huh?
That bad. So what are we doing here?
I wanted to ask you a little favor, if you wouldn't mind.
What favor?
I was wondering if you could meet me here tonight.
No, I don't think I can.
But listen, I will owe you for life if you do this for me. Look, I know I treat you bad, and I know I got terrible manners, but the people I grew up with had terrible manners. After a while, you gotta notice some of this rubs off on you. Look, I'm telling you, there's a gentleman inside here is dying to get out. Really. Come on, would you?
He tugs on her scarf.
Please. How about it?
Jackie smiles thoughtfully.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coy's vest top, Tony stands alone in the rehearsal studio. He checks himself out in the mirror and rolls his shoulders. Laura comes in with the guitarist from the band. Tony glares at the pair.
I didn't think he was going to show up.
Look, I'm really sorry to show in late tonight. Oh, Tony, you remember Carl? Carl, this is Tony.
Yeah, how you doing?
Look, I need to ask you something.
I need to ask you something. That guy's a musician.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a musician type. I never thought that.
Come on, Tony, you know he plays rhythm guitar at the club. He walked me over here.
Rhythm guitar?
Rhythm guitar,
why? That's the worst. Oh, it's absolute worst. Man, everybody in the world knows you can't trust a guy who plays rhythm guitar.
Oh, I can't.
Look, underneath them curls, a pervert. I can feel it.
Did you take funny feels today or something?
Oh, forget it.
How did you get in here?
The window. Look, I don't
like him. You amaze me.
I don't like him. I wouldn't trust him. He looks like some demented paratrooper.
He is just a friend. Hey, listen, thanks, Carl.
Sorry, is everything all right? Everything is fine. She's in good hands. Hey, what are you, Allstate, pal? Yeah, you want disability?
Look, I'll see you Wednesday, okay?
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Tony looks incredulous. Handsome, curly-haired Carl goes.
I can't believe it. Did you see how you said goodnight to him?
Oh, great. Now, how did I say it?
It was so sweet. It was like syrup. I had a cavity just listening to it.
What are we doing here?
I want to try Butler's routine. I want to ask Jesse if I could have a shot at replacing him.
You're kidding.
No. You think I can do it?
I think so.
Would you want to help me?
I think so.
Let's go.
I think you're a little jealous.
No way.
Jackie and Tony dance in slow motion.
I need to know someone who's warmer than the sunshine. Could be that you're the one for me.
Standing behind Jackie, Tony grasps her hands and she lunges forwards. She wears black knickers over a pink leotard. They move fluidly across the floor and turn around and around. Jackie spins into Tony's arms and flops backwards. Tony lifts Jackie and turns her over his shoulder. The pair leap balletically, legs outstretched. They spin and glide across the floor. Tony enfolds Jackie in his arms. He turns and she slides down his back. They swoop their arms through the air and continue to dance elegantly together.
Night, you give me everything I need. Woman, you really know me. Anticipation's growing. Come to me now so you will see.
Tony lifts Jackie into the air and leaps himself. Jackie does a high kick and leans back. The pair stride confidently around the dance floor, and Tony lifts Jackie again. Jackie rests horizontally on Tony's shoulders. With their arms outstretched, they spin round and round. Later, wearing their street clothes, they walk down the steps outside the studio.
Want me to walk you home?
Oh, no, that's okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Thanks anyway.
All right.
Well.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.
You're welcome. Good night.
She walks off.
Hey, Jackie. Remember what I was telling you about that gentleman that was anxious to get out?
Yeah.
Well, he's arrived and he'd like to walk you home.
Okay.
You know, you're a very lucky lady. This neighborhood is very dangerous. It's known to be that way. You didn't give that fruit musician a kid, did you?
No.
Did you?
No.
Just checking.
At Jackie's place.
So what do you think?
Well, it's what you think.
Do we take out a try it or what?
You got the routine down.
I don't know, but is it good enough?
Yeah. Well, good night.
Good night, Jackie. Hey, Jackie, wait a minute. I want to say something to you, but it's really hard because I'm just not used to saying nice things to you, that's all. I think we had something really comfortable, right? Something really, really nice. And I was thinking that I was really, the way I acted towards you was really wrong. And I just don't want to lose you, you know? I don't feel really comfortable with you, and I was thinking that if you feel the same way and I do the same thing for you, then maybe we could get back together again.
A tear falls from her eye.
I love you, Jackie.
She wraps her arm around him and they kiss. They go upstairs. At the rehearsal studio, Tony and Jackie watch Laura and Butler rehearse.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 2, 3.
Hold it. The director, Jesse, walks over to Laura and Butler.
Take a break.
Look, it's not me, is it?
Nope, you're fine.
Jesse wanders off, frowning. Jackie nudges Tony. He looks unsure. Laura looks at herself in the big mirror. Laura adjusts her hair. Tony looks at her intensely. She sees him in the mirror. Tony walks off. Tony finds Jesse smoking a cigarette in a corridor. He walks up to him.
My career just for some silly
thing. I am not going to jeopardize your career.
He's an amateur.
Listen to me. I have a feeling about the kid. Now I want you to try it with him.
You've just been taken in by some fancy.
I haven't been taken in by anybody. Now you try it, god damn it, and keep your personal feelings out of it. Let's go.
Okay.
Laura holds her hands out and walks over to Butler.
Butler, why don't you sit this one out?
What do you mean, sit this one out?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Sure you do. Monero!
Tony walks over to Laura. Butler walks off indignantly.
Know the first combination? Music.
Tony crouches down with his hands wide apart. He leaps from side to side while Laura does high kicks. She backs up to him and he lifts her. Jackie, Jesse, and the rest watch as Tony spins Laura around and throws her about like a doll. They separate, and Tony prepares to lift Laura. She runs to him, holds his leg, and flips up. He fumbles the lift and lowers her awkwardly. Livid, Laura pulls away from Tony.
This is a dance or a bloody circus!
Butler smirks.
Forget it, man.
Too right!
Jackie looks down sadly. Jesse follows Tony.
Wait! I said wait!
I don't want to talk about it, man.
Don't walk out of here, expect to come back!
Oh, is that right?
That's right! You walk out the door now, you're over.
All right, what would you do?
Don't worry about what I would do. I'm not the one who's on the line. You are.
I don't want anybody ever laughing at me.
Who are you? Somebody special? What'd you ever do means anything. What'd you ever do? I give you a chance for a lead in a Broadway show, and you walk out the door?
Well, who cares?
Who cares? Nobody has to care. In this business, I don't have to care about you. And you don't have to care about me. And if you can't follow that, follow this. You want to dance here? You follow my rules. It's not a democracy. You know, you are not the greatest dancer to ever hit Broadway. What you have is anger and a certain intensity, and that's what I need to make this show work. What do you think? You're so terrific, you're going to go out and you're going to score another show? Is that it? The best thing that you ever scored in your whole life is Laura. But you even blew that because you got too heavy with her. You're different kinds of people. And no matter how much you carry on, you're never going to change that. If you had half a brain, that thick skull of yours, you'd stop worrying about trying to change other people and start worrying about changing yourself.
Tony shakes his head.
Everybody uses everybody, don't they?
Go to hell, Monero.
Who cares, man?
Jesse goes back to the rehearsal room and Tony goes the other way. Jackie looks towards the door. Laura's back with Butler.
All right, starting positions. And 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hold it.
Tony walks back in determinedly. He strides up to Laura, who looks incredulous.
Butler, would you mind?
This is bullshit.
Butler goes to one side. Tony stands beside Laura, wearing a defiant expression. She turns and looks at him, wide-eyed.
Count it down.
And 5, 6, 7, 8.
Tony crouches and Laura backs away. Tony leaps from side to side. Laura does a high kick and stretches. Standing behind her, Tony grabs her arms and pulls her back. He lifts her and she kicks into the air. He lowers her. Tony gets behind Laura and they both stretch out their arms and wiggle. Tony wraps his arms around Laura and spins her. Jackie smiles as she watches the committed, energetic performance. Tony lifts Laura high in the air and they prowl around each other. She leans back on his knee. Tony holds Laura close and she leans back, shaking her shoulders. When she leans up, she gives him an intense look. Fire. Tony and Laura stand facing each other. She runs towards him and spins up over his shoulders effortlessly. She slides down his back and they stand facing each other. Laura looks surprised. Jackie grins at a fellow dancer. Tony looks at Laura confidently. She stares back at him.
Again.
Jesse watches as the entire troupe do the routine.
Back in the race. I'm moving in 'cause I am getting closer.
Tony spins with Laura in his arms. Dancers cartwheel, spin and glide by. Jesse gives Tony and Laura some tips and they smile. The troupe continue to rehearse. The dancers rise up from a circular huddle, manically shaking their hands and leaning their heads back. A technician cuts metal pipe with a circular saw. The stage, an elaborate metal framework, is constructed. The dancers continue to practice. Dancers do lifts and jumps. They stand on raised platforms, twisting sensuously. Jesse looks pleased. An assistant gives Tony some tips. The troupe practice their routines on stage. The dancers are caught in harsh spotlights as they spin and leap.
Again, Tony, again.
Save me, darling. I am down, but I am far from over. Give me something. I need it all 'cause I am running over.
The dancers spin and writhe in tight formation. Tony has a friendly chat with Jackie, and Laura looks on, stern-faced. Dancers spin in quick succession. A guy lifts a girl up onto his shoulder. There's a poster. Bright white neon signs above a theatre entrance read, Broadway, Satan's Alley, crowds of people walk into the theatre and take their seats. The spotlit stage is framed by a grand gold proscenium arch. In a dressing room, Tony and Laura pace in their separate dressing rooms. Two bouquets of flowers sit in front of Laura's mirror.
5 minutes!
The chorus jog out into a corridor. Tony looks into a mirror.
5 minutes!
Laura wears a sparkly headband.
5 minutes!
Full house, kids!
Jesse looks in on Tony.
How you feel? Listen, I just want to tell you one thing. When you step in front of that audience tonight, just remember, you're not one of them. You dance for them. Don't dance for yourself, Tony. The show will work, you'll be terrific. You warmed up?
Yep.
Break a leg.
Thanks a lot.
Jackie comes in.
How about you? You warmed up? How do you feel?
Nervous.
Of course you're nervous. You look good.
Know what I need?
What?
Another week.
Jackie kisses him.
You're gonna be great.
Mm.
I gotta go.
All right.
She leaves him looking nervous. Tony's ma sits in the audience. She has her hair neatly coiffured and wears a turquoise dress with a pretty scarf around her neck. She turns to her neighbor, smiling excitedly.
My son is in this show. In case you didn't know. He's a dancer, my son. Very good.
In the lighting box...
Spots 4 and 5, standing by in cutter 1.
Standing room only, guys. How we doing?
2 east to black. Perfect, ready to go.
Ready?
Ready to black out the curtain warmers.
Curtain warmers to black.
3 counts, go.
The auditorium lights dim.
And they are out.
Give me a white spot.
And spots, go.
Illuminated by a single spotlight, Tony is lowered onto the stage on a metal frame. He wears a ragged costume that hooks over one shoulder, revealing his muscular chest. Jesse watches from the lighting box.
Just hang on there, Monero. Hang on.
Sweat glistens on Tony's face as he reaches the stage floor, which is swathed in dry ice. Flashes of bright light hit the stage. He creeps around like an animal hunting. Several hands rise up from the smoky, white, dry ice. The chorus are crouched down low at Tony's feet. He continues to creep. Tony runs across the stage. The lights come up. The stage is covered in bodies. A framework surrounding the stage has more people dancing on platforms. Tony dances around the writhing bodies. Dancers fling themselves at Tony and he throws them aside. Watching, Jesse looks serious.
Perfect.
Tony grabs onto some bars. He twirls and leaps across the stage. Jackie appears in a black and grey leotard. She flick-flacks towards Tony. Jackie does the splits by Tony. Watching, Tony's ma crosses herself. Tony and Jackie roll across the stage together. Tony stands and holds his arms out. He looks up at the walkways where dancers twist and writhe their bodies. Laura appears on an upper level, wearing a red leotard and tights. Tony watches as she descends a flight of stairs, twisting and turning her body as she goes. Laura holds onto a guy's hands and thrusts her body towards Tony. He stands beneath her, and she's slowly lowered to him like an offering. Yes. Tony and Laura's eyes meet, and she smiles. She steps back, and Tony prowls around her. Tony wraps Laura close and they dance together. He enfolds her in his arms. Tony swings Laura around and they dance across the stage. All the while, the other dancers continue to twist and turn and throw out their hands. Tony holds Laura up in the air. She sits on his shoulders and he turns. The other dancers rise up and close in. Laura separates from Tony and holds up her hands. The chorus dance in formation. Tony runs at some bars and a guy lunges at him. Tony runs across the stage and a girl grabs his shoulders and attaches herself to him. She leans back and writhes. Tony leaps away from the girl. Dancers clamour at Tony and he throws them aside. He grabs Laura and spins her close to him. Tony holds Laura's sides. She wiggles about and does a high kick. He pushes her away. She runs back and he holds her up with one arm. He lowers her and she leans back on his hands. Tony kisses Laura and she claws his face away from her.
You've got a black.
The lights go out and Laura glares at Tony.
You bastard!
Tony holds his hand over his right eye. The dancers leave the stage. Laura walks up to Jackie.
Why don't you teach him some manners?
Laura goes and Tony walks up.
How's the show going?
It's going great. How's
How
your
am
eye?
I doing?
You're doing great.
How's that last look? Did that go good?
Great. It was wonderful.
Good.
Tony, you were great. Listen, can I ask you something?
What?
Why'd you have to kiss her?
Oh, God. That didn't mean nothing.
Jackie stares at Tony wide-eyed. He kisses her. They both smile and Jackie goes. Tony looks in a mirror. He inspects a scratch below his right eye, then stares at himself in the mirror. Sweat glistens on his chest, which heaves. He smiles. He walks out as Laura passes, stern-faced.
Good luck.
What are you doing out there?
What are you talking about? I'm dancing.
You're dancing? You call that dancing? That's a personal war you're having. Out there, you two are a pair of dancers. You want to fight, you do it on your own goddamn time. The show is the thing, Monero, not you. The show. You'll remember that.
I'll remember that.
Jesse stomps off. Tony pouts. The stage is bathed in laser lights. Laura and Tony dance with their arms outstretched, silhouetted in front of the lights. Tony just wears a loincloth and suede boots. He twists and turns his body. Laura reaches out to him. Tony and Laura sink down. The lasers disappear. Arms outstretched, Tony twists his body. Laura moves slowly, lifting her leg high in the air. Bright lights flash across the stage like lightning. Tony and Laura twist their bodies and run towards each other, leaping across the stage. Dry ice wafts across the stage as Tony and Laura reach up and leap high into the air. Tony wraps his arms around Laura and she bends backwards. With his arm around her waist, he swings her up into the air, then down again. Tony lifts Laura up behind him, and she rests on his shoulders. He spins her round and round, then gradually lowers her. With her legs wrapped around Tony's, Laura wiggles from side to side. Tony mirrors her movements. Laura beams broadly and Tony grits his teeth. They move across the stage side by side in a succession of giant leaps. Tony and Laura throw out their hands and spin. They sink down to their knees and drop backwards with their arms around each other. Tony's ma smiles proudly as she claps. The dancers walk backstage. Laura points at the scratch on Tony's cheek.
Tony.
What?
Listen, I wanted to apologise for this. I don't know what came over me.
Oh, it's nothing. Forget it.
Do you think we could get together after the show?
Why?
I just want to talk. Clear things up.
He glances away unsurely.
I've got other commitments.
He steps away.
Oh, Tony. Just one more thing.
What?
You don't have it.
With a frosty look, she goes. Tony looks rattled.
Come on, let's go!
The dancers get back on stage. Guys wear shiny black leotards open at the front and masks. They wield whips at the girls who wear black leotards and tights. Laura, in red, is lifted up by a couple of guys. Girls hold onto the metal frame and shake their bodies. Laura exchanges a look with Jackie. The guys move back and forth across the dance floor. Tony appears in his loincloth. Tony does a spin and gets a good whipping. The whip guys close in on Tony and he throws them aside. He spins about. Laura is hanging from a panel at the back of the stage, writhing. A group of guys grab Tony and lift him up so he's horizontal. Tony is lowered and the guys continue to wield their whips at him. Whips wrap around Tony's waist, arms and neck. His mouth gapes. Tony is dragged and the panel at the back of the stage rises, revealing a glowing red interior, beyond which is Laura. She approaches Tony, teeth bared. He has whips around his neck. Laura steps up to Tony and glares at him viciously. They stare into each other's eyes. The guys are thrown backwards and suddenly spinning bright red, green and blue laser lights saturate the stage. Laura frowns at Tony, who looks trapped. He suddenly throws off the whips around his neck. He yanks a whip from Laura's hand and throws it aside. The lights come up and Tony dances in the middle of the stage. He lifts one of the guys in the air and throws him aside. He tosses off more attackers. I can feel it. All right. Something keeps calling tonight. Guys attack with their whips. Tony disarms them and continues to throw them aside. Tony sends a pair of guys flying. They join the others around the edge of the stage. Tony dispenses the last of the guys, grabs a whip and swings it around his head. Laura lifts her arms in the air. Laura runs at Tony and he lifts her into the air. He lowers her and gives her a defiant look. He pulls her close, lifts her up, and spins her round and round.
Tony! What are you doing? Put me down!
He lets her go. Laura slides and rolls to the edge of the stage. Tony dances solo.
And talented to a solo.
Tony leaps, spins and shakes his shoulders, dancing like a demon. Sitting at the side, Laura watches incredulously, her mouth open. Jackie smiles as she dances with the others at the side. Tony leaps and spins across the stage. Laura just stares at him. Tony spins and leaps. A round platform starts to rise up out of the stage. Tony gets on it and reaches out to Laura.
Come on! Come on!
Laura gets up, frowning.
Come on!
I can't! Jump!
Jump, damn it, jump!
Come on!
Laura runs, does a giant leap, and Tony catches her. He lifts her high up in the air with her back arched. Tony holds Laura one-handed, and bright lights flash across the stage. The audience stands. Tony's ma looks mystified.
Where did he learn to do this?
She smiles and claps enthusiastically. Tony shakes as he continues to hold Laura aloft. Sweat drips down his face. In the dressing room, the cast drink champagne. Tony walks out with Jackie.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Good night.
Gotta go.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I just feel like if I don't get out of here, I'm gonna explode.
Are you sure you don't want to stay?
I can't. Look, let me tell you something. I know, and I want you to know that I could have never done this tonight without knowing you.
She gazes at him, then wraps her arms around him, and they kiss passionately. Laura watches from the dressing room. Tony sees her. They stare at each other for a moment. Then Laura walks off. Tony smiles at Jackie.
You know what I want to do?
What?
You know what I want to do?
What?
Strut.
Tony walks off down the street with a swagger, shoulders shifting back and forth, hips swaying, and hands hanging by his sides. He smiles confidently as he heads down the street, past neon signs, passers-by, and traffic.
Well, you can't tell.
ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.